Amen. I'm going to be reading tonight from the book of Philippians chapter 4. Amen. Philippians chapter number 4, verse 13. We can all quote it. Paul here said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I can do all things
through
Christ, which strengtheneth me. Oh God. Help us tonight, Lord. God, we ask the power of the Holy Ghost to come.
Lord.
Touch us, Lord. Move on this preacher tonight. Touch my body. Lord, let me speak forth your words as you've given it to me. God, touch on this congregation. Let them have ears to hear. Let them have a mind, oh God, to comprehend and a heart to accept your word. God, touch the altar service and everything done in your name. And we'll give you the praise and glory and honor for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I have felt like I can't.
Come on.
I felt like I couldn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes I absolutely feel like I wouldn't.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
You've been there too. We've been in that place to where we was up against it.
Right.
And I thought, Lord, I can't take another breath.
Another breath.
And I can't make another step. And if one more thing happens, this is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
But I found out God is faithful. He will not suffer us to be tempted. That above we're able.
Right.
The wolf of temptation make a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. Mm-hmm. And I found out that I can handle a lot more than my mind tells me I can handle.
Yeah.
Because indeed the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body. Amen. We can listen to our mind, and sometimes our mind will deceive us. Amen. It'll tell us you can't do it no more. You can't get up no more. You can't preach no more. You can't sing no more. You can't go to church. But I tell you, I told that devil a few weeks ago or a few months ago, I said, watch me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Come on now.
I said, just watch me. I'm going to do it anyhow.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on now. Praise God. What Brother Burl Smith say here one night several years ago? Amen. He said the devil's fight with him and said, he said, listen, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to fast 3 days. Amen. Praise God. I wish somebody tonight, amen, would say, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. I'm telling you, none of us can make it on our own. Amen. We try to live in our own strength. Amen. It's destined to a life of misery, of heartache, and of failure. Only through the strength of God, amen, can we live and lead a victorious life. We make plans. We try to fight our own battles. Amen. We even rebel, trying to be self-reliant. Amen. I tell you, it'll get us in trouble, brother. Amen. As I stepped in this house, I want to tell you what I felt. I felt like there's some struggles in amongst us here. Amen. There's some people that are struggling with some things. And I want to preach to you tonight on the struggle is real. The struggle is real. I don't know what you're wrestling against. I don't know what you're up against. I don't know what you're going through. But God does.
Right.
God does.
Come on.
Romans 7 and 18 says, for I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.
Right.
For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not.
Yeah.
You and I cannot lean to our own understanding.
Right.
We can't lean to our own strength.
Yeah.
We can't lean to our own power.
No, no.
It's not my might. It's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 2 and 5 says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Do you know tonight that our wills, our desires, our ambitions have sometime got to be broken or laid aside? Amen. I'm telling you, when they catch a wild horse, amen, in the wilderness there, its wheels got to be broken. Amen. I tell you, he can take take 4 weeks to 4 months to a year, amen, to break. It's been out there. It's used to roaming and doing its own thing. First of all, it's got to be captured. And Paul said in Philippians 3, I'm apprehended of Christ. You know what he said? Christ has laid his hand on me, laid hold of me. They put the wild horses in the midst of tame horses. It's housed, it's fed with the other horses. As it's being fed and watered, it learns to trust, amen, and dependence, amen, on that individual that's feeding it. The trainer slowly touches the horse calmly. A saddle's put on it until it gets used to wearing it. Amen. Later on, someone has to ride it and break its resistance and wear it down until it complies. Its wheel must be broken. Amen. And I'm telling you, there's some wheels that must be broken in God's people. And sometimes God allows us to go through some things to break our real will. Amen. I'm preaching on the struggle is real.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, the struggle is real. God allows us to go through battles and struggles to teach us and to show us his power and his strength.
Oh, God.
You remember Paul when he prayed thrice for that thorn in the flesh to be removed? We remember the words of God. He said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'm telling you, Christ, even though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lived by the power of God. We also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you. My God, we got to have some faith because the struggle is real, and real people have real problems, but they got a real God, amen, that's going to sustain them and going to help them. I tell you, through faith, these men and women of God, in Hebrews 11, the Bible said, they quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of God, the aliens. Amen. Their seasons and processes that the Holy Ghost filled Christian must go through.
That's a dream.
Amen.
Hope nobody wants to go through anything.
No, we don't.
No. Jesus.
No struggle.
If we could pick our struggle, if we could pick our battle, if we could pick it, we'd look for that one that says exempt.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through it.
Come on.
I don't want to face it. Come on, are you hearing me?
Oh, yes.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptation, suffering in different kinds of trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than a gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. A lot of times man teaches, amen, come on now, if I'm going through something or they're going through something, amen, and they keep facing trials and they keep on, amen, facing these things, they must be sinning. But I want you to know Job's friends, brother, amen, come on now, they accused him of being self-righteous, they accused him of all kinds of things, amen. I want you to know the Bible does not support this, amen. I know God chastises those whom he loves, but he doesn't keep on punishing his children over and over again. This is a lie from the devil, used to bring condemnation into your life. But I'm telling you, he's still working on Daniel Miller, and he's still working on you. Amen. He's not finished yet, but one of these days, he's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. Come and I'll make you rule over many. And in the joys of the Lord, I tell you, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. We used to sing a song, amen, for his children. He's still working on me.
Yes, yes.
Yes, he is.
To make me what I ought to be.
What I bless the Lord.
Amen. Yes. Can he work in your life? Is there room for God to work? I know what most want to do. We all do this. We want to show our strength.
Yeah.
We want to show exactly what we got. Amen. How powerful we are, how strong we are, but not many mighty and not many noble are called, but he's chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things to confound the things which are mighty. Amen. I'm telling you, when God chose Samson, amen, you know, Delilah, she wanted to know what the source of his strength was. Amen. Because he looked like a little weakling. Amen. He didn't look like none of these Sunday school pictures in big old muscles and big old back dude. No, he was a weakling. But when the power of God come upon Samson, amen, he could take on an army of Philistines and take them down. Why? Because he relied on the strength of God. I'm telling you, we can't rely on our strength, our intellect. Amen. We can't rely, amen, on our finances. But I tell you one thing we can rely on, and that's the Lord of heaven. Amen. I'm here to preach to you tonight on the struggle is real. It's real. You've got a real problem, but you've got a real God.
Yeah.
Real God. Yes.
Amen. That caterpillar, we've heard the story. It's perfectly happy. It's crawling around on a limb, eating leaves.
Yeah.
Amen. It's all God expects out of her until one day something changes inside. That change triggers something great. She begins wrapping herself up in silk. Hey, man, I'm telling you, a silk house. In just a matter of days, she finds herself in complete darkness, hanging upside down by a single thread, totally isolated and alone. Have you ever felt that way? Surrounded by darkness, hanging by a thread, isolated, alone, everything upside down. Hey, man, you may feel like God is punishing you. You may feel like God's forgotten you. But I'm going to tell you tonight, he hasn't forgotten you. Amen. But he is changing you. Amen. The process of the caterpillar is going through, amen, something which is called metamorphosis. Amen. It's a great process, but absolutely necessary in order for the caterpillar to become what God has intended for her to be.
Yes. Yes.
We never feel sorry for that caterpillar. You know why? Because we know how the story ends.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That monarch caterpillar has got to go through something in order for its beauty to show.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's got to go in the darkness of her cocoon in order to change. If there's no cocoon, then there's not going to be no beautiful orange wings, and the monarch butterfly will not fly. You remember that time when God, when you asked God, Lord, use me? You remember that time when you asked God, Lord, change me? Amen. Have you ever considered the possibility, amen, that darkness and that isolation that you're experiencing and that you're going through, amen, is just what you asked for and is working on you? Thank God. He's working on you. That's exactly what he did to Jacob.
You're telling it right.
Thank you.
We all remember Jacob, don't we?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that supplanter, that trickster, that con artist who stole his brother Esau's birthright, even a blessing, and ended up on the run because Esau had vowed to kill him, and Jacob was in trouble, and he knew he needed a change in his life. The Bible said that Jacob sent his family across the brook of Jabbok. He was left alone. The words "left alone" tells us it was an intentional move. Amen. Both of Jacob and God. God had tried to speak to him before, but there were too many people around. He had too much going on. Now things are different, and God has his attention. Amen. No one has to distract him. It's just him and God.
Right.
Amen. Come on. Yes. Come on.
We'll tell you what, Jacob, here's the night. That dark night, Brother Earl, of his cocoon. But he enters in as Jacob, but he comes out as Israel. Amen. He went into a darkness, amen, of a lion trickster. Amen. That he left a changed man. Oh, God. I'm telling you, don't you want to be a changed man, a woman of God? Amen. We say, Lord, I want you to use me. And God says, I got to take some things out of you, and I got to pull some things out, and I got to pull you away from this person and that person, amen, because they've got a bad influence on you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. There's a struggle here. There's a struggle in this building.
Yeah.
There's some company. Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners.
Corrupt good manners.
That's it.
Come on.
I'm going to bang Holy Ghost here in a minute.
Come on, brother Dan.
Come on.
Even there's a struggle amongst us.
Struggle.
There's a struggle in our members. Amen. We know what God's wanting.
Yeah.
But we know what the flesh is wanting too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a pull there.
Pull.
There's a stronghold that's working its way up. And God's trying to pull you, amen, in the right direction of holiness. Amen, because you don't know about it. Amen, I'm telling you. And if you don't, you're learning about it. And I'm telling you, there's a pull. Amen, the flesh lusting against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And brother and sister, they're contrary one to the other. I'm telling you, you got to know. Amen, as brother, as the pastor done said, you can't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. But the struggle's real. You think, I don't want to be no old man or no old maid. Amen. So I'm telling you, don't take that first thing that comes your way.
Right.
I tell you, I've worked with people.
Jesus.
They thought they could change them.
Change them.
Yeah. They made them people made them promises that they did not fulfill.
That's come right. On.
They'll come to church every now and then, but you know they ain't for it.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know they ain't for it. The struggle's real.
Yeah.
And I pray by the time we get out of this meeting tonight, somebody gets a hold of God on this holy altar. Because I'm telling you, there's a pull.
Oh.
There's a pull.
Oh.
Yes, your flesh. Yes, your flesh. Yes, I'm flesh. Yes, we're flesh. Yes, you got feelings. Amen. And I'm telling you this hour, when men and women say, well, just follow your heart. But the Bible said the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This is what happened to so many people. This is why divorces come. Because men and women have followed their own heart.
Yes. Deceitful above all.
Yes, God.
Come on.
Yes,
come on.
God. Amen.
Come on,
help me, Holy Ghost, right now. I'm going to obey God.
Oh, the Lord.
Where are you at? Amen. If the Holy Ghost shows me, I'll be right at your pew in just a moment. Oh, God. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Oh. Amen. I'm telling you, the struggle's real, church.
Yeah, real.
Amen. Does that mean, yes, does that mean you're not a child of God? Oh, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you're battling with the enemy of your soul, and you're warring. Amen. You're in that cocoon, and there's a struggle, and it's dark, and the lies of the enemy says, you'll never come out. Amen. You'll never find him or her. But I'm telling you, if you'll hold on to God, God will send you the right person. Oh, God, I tell you, woo, we better seek the Lord, and we better let God, amen, begin to fight our battle.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That monarch caterpillar enters the cocoon. That monarch butterfly flies away from this. When it flies away, it's got the same genetic makeup. Its DNA does not change. Everything that's in the butterfly was in the caterpillar. She merely had to go through a process. The process was harsh. The process was painful, but it was worth it. You need to learn that the person you are and the person that God's called you to be has the same divine DNA. Amen. I'm telling you, there's an Israel inside of him or Jacob. Amen. That man or that woman that you see in the mirror. Amen. That one you see. Amen. Come now. In your spirit has the same genetic makeup. The question is, are you willing to go through the metamorphosis required to become the man or woman? Are you willing to go through the process that transforms you from a monarch caterpillar into a monarch butterfly? I tell you, we got to be willing.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Not my will, but I be done.
Oh,
some say, oh, I'm following the will of God.
Yeah,
I want the will of God. But you're going. You're going after. You're going in the wrong direction.
Jesus.
Come on, there's a struggle there. There's a man that spent hours watching a monarch butterfly struggled to emerge from its cocoon. It managed to make a small hole in the tip of it, but its bottom was too large to get through it. After a long fight, it was exhausted. It stopped struggling. It remained completely still. The man decided to help the butterfly. He took a pair of scissors to cut the tip of the cocoon off, allowing the butterfly to crawl out easily. Hey man, he noticed the butterfly's body. It was swollen. Its wings were very small. He continued watching the butterfly, hoping that any moment it would open up its wings and fly away, but it never did. Hey man, in fact, that butterfly spent the rest of its little brief life walling around, incapable of flight. Oh my, what the man did not realize was the butterfly struggle to come out of the cocoon was nature's way of pushing the fluid in it from its body into its wings. The struggle was actually the event that would transition the monarch into its glory. The shortcut the man gave the butterfly absolutely destroyed it.
Hello.
Do you know this is true in the spirit realm?
Yes.
Shortcuts are often proven fatal.
Yes, Lord, fatal.
You need to stop asking God to shorten your spiritual development.
Come on now.
Because the process is what forms you into the man or woman of God that He intends for you to be. If you allow it, the struggle you're in right now will help change you.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Into something beautiful.
It'll change you.
If you're looking for a shortcut, you're never going to fly.
You'll never fly.
You're going to stay earthbound.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the struggle's real. I believe we want to get from this level up here, don't we? Come on now, I don't want to be just earthly bound creatures. I've always been after the spirit realm, brother.
Yeah.
I've always been after the gifts, just like you said. I've always been after the Holy Ghost working and moving. I can't attach myself to this world. I ain't looking for a shortcut. Hey, but come on now. God, work in me. Work. You have need of patience after that you've done the will of God that you might receive a promise. Oh my, do we need some patience? One sister in the church, hey, when I used to go to as a youth pastor, she said, I'll pray for patience. And she said, I said, Lord, would you hurry up and give it to me? Lord, hurry up, get me through this.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Amen. The struggle's real.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The God of all grace who have called you, called us an eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, you suffered a while. What does suffering do?
Come on. Brother.
Make you perfect.
Make you perfect.
Establish.
Yeah.
Strengthen. And settle you.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Sometimes our uneasiness and our, we're here and there and we ain't got it all together. God has to stop us. There are stages the butterfly has to go through. Just like there are stages in the Christian's life. God allows us to go through these stages in order for us to grow.
Yes.
Metamorphosis is a series of major changes in an animal's body form.
Yes,
it moves through its cycle. Butterflies and moths undergo a complete metamorphosis, which means there are four separate stages in the life cycle.
Right.
There's the egg. There's the larva. There's the pupa, which is the cocoon stage, and there's the adult stage. Each stage looks completely different and serves a different purpose in the life of the insect.
Yeah.
They that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In 1921, Franklin D. Roosevelt, a rising star in the political world, he contracted polio, left unable to walk on his own. Seeing his dreams had been shattered, he went into a major physical rehabilitation program, but he never regained use of his legs. He was able to return to the public life, and he would soon be elected president in 1932. Overcoming great obstacles, to reach the peak of the political world, Roosevelt said, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It ain't gonna be easy.
Ain't gonna be easy. Mm-hmm.
All those that let God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. It ain't gonna be easy.
Come on, man.
It's gonna be rewarding.
Yes.
Worth it. It's gonna be worth it. It's going to be worth the struggle. We're going to come out of this cocoon, folks.
Jesus.
We're going to say, watch me fly.
Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Oh, my.
Oh, God.
If we're given choice, most of us would not select great trials and hardships. But God uses difficulty to accomplish growth that cannot come any other way.
No other way.
Right.
You take someone that'll sculpt, chisel away in a block of marble. God sometimes strikes us with a string. I mean, singly, Brother Tommy, a hard blow to remove the things that are not a part of his design.
Right.
The process of growth and spiritual development is not painless. God didn't guarantee it would be. In your moment of trial, in your moment of pain, amen, it's important that you don't lose sight of God's plan for your life. Amen, bad things are not necessarily a sign of his displeasure or his punishment. Amen, though sometimes I feel like we should examine ourselves, amen, and see, are we being chastised? But they're simply God bringing you and I to a higher level of faith, amen, and trust in him. And uses struggles to shape and refine our character. There is great comfort in knowing that nothing takes God by surprise, and that we can always trust him to do what's best in our lives.
Yes. Amen.
Struggle's real.
Yes.
The battle's great, and the victory's sweet.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Church, we must hold on to God. We must hold on to the plan of God.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on.
The struggle's real.
Yes, it is.
The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. Ephraim was one of the largest tribes of Israel. Amen. It was used as children of Israel as a whole. They had all the military strength and equipment they needed, yet they turned back and they walked away. You know why some turn back to church? Some turn back before the battle begins. Some turn back as soon as the battle is engaged. Some turn back when the first injury is received. And some turn back when the battle has become too long. Do you feel like I've been in this struggle too long? Amen. I've been battling this too long. I'm about to throw up my hands and quit. I'm about to give it up. But no, you're about to come out of your cocoon, and your night of darkness is going to turn me into joy. We've been made endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. You're going to come out. Job said, I know that we've tried me. I shall come forth as gold.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to be refined. I've got to go through the process in order for the glory of God to shine in my life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, Gideon came to Jordan, passed over. He and 300 men that were with him. The Bible said, faint, yet pursuing. Amen. He said to the men of Succoth, get, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint. And I'm pursuing. Come on now, I'm pursuing. I'm in a battle. I'm engaged in a warfare. But I'm telling you, brother, I'm going to come out. I know it looks like I'm outnumbered. I know it looks like sometimes there's more against us. But I'm telling you, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Yes, glory to God.
Amen. Yes. That prince of Succoth said, by the hands of Ziba and Zebulon, now in thine hands, that we should give bread to thy enemy. You know, after an amazing victory, God gave Gideon over the Mennonites. Amen. Come on. Most of the enemy army was destroyed, but those who remained alive fled. Amen. Rather, amen, than settling for partial victory, Gideon and his band of 300 warriors chased after them, despite the fact that they were tired, they were hungry, they were greatly outnumbered, they were committed, amen, to track down and destroy those who threatened their land. Amen. Even when they refused, help by those that couldn't help them and aid them, they simply refused to stop.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Say to God, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't quit.
Come on.
Don't throw in the towel.
Right.
Don't give up. The battle is just about over.
Right.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Bob Jones Sr. said, the test of a man's character is what it takes to stop him. Every worthwhile task is going to encounter obstacles and difficulties. There'll always be excuses that could be made for quitting. There'll always be reasons why we've done enough and someone else should pick up the calls and run with it. There'll always be fatigue from labor and desire to stop and rest. There'll always be those who could have helped but chooses to criticize instead. Amen. But I'm telling you, if the cause is burning in your heart, church, you will not stop. You will not quit at any cost.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
The world's looking for you to fall.
Yeah.
I ain't looking for a way out. I'm looking for a way in.
Right.
I ain't looking for a new religion or a new way. Come on now, they've been those that look to get hurt so they can get out and get some worldly thing and worldly adventure, but I ain't looking for it. Amen. I've been in this way too long.
Too long. Thank you, Lord.
Right.
Sometimes we give up too easy.
Yes.
In pursuit of the opportunities which God has placed in your path. We become weary in overcoming the obstacles.
Yes.
We should remember Gideon and his men who, even when they were faint, they continued pursuing. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. But ye brethren, be not weary in well doing.
Weary in well doing.
Are we doing well? Could we do better? It'll be worth the fight. It'll be worth the struggle.
Yeah, it will.
It'll be worth the battle.
Yes,
it will. It'll be worth the clash. It'll be worth the conflict. It'll be worth the contest. It'll be worth the effort. It'll be worth the endeavor. It'll be worth the encounter. It'll be worth the endurance. It'll be worth the trial. It'll be worth the hassle. I'm telling you to hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou's been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of our Lord.
Worth it.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
We've all been in this thing where you sit down with discouragement and disappointment and says, is it really worth it? But I've sat back and counted the cost. It's going to be worth it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be worth it.
Come on.
To miss hell and have heaven.
Right.
And to have an overcoming life. God wants you to have life more abundantly. He doesn't want you to be bound, tormented, vexed, troubled. Last night, Brother Jason, I preached on battles, trials, storms, troubles, and wars. I watched a couple of my members sit there, tears running down their face. I didn't know. I just knew what God had given me, a little simple message. It's all takes some time.
Yeah.
It's just a little simple message of the gospel.
Come on.
For certain people, folks.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, they're battle weary. They're tired. They're worn. I read this little scripture, Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee.
Yeah.
And through the rivers, nation will overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone said before church, I made up my mind. This was my last service. I said, I had no clue. Because the Holy Ghost spoke to her at the end of the service and encouraged her to go on. You think somebody's sitting there? You think you're weak, but you don't know that next person, what they're going through.
Right.
You don't know what's in their mind. You don't know the battle and struggle they've been going through all day long. Come on now.
No. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. We have not a high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity. But Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, he was tempted in all points. He went through it. He didn't want to. At one time he prayed, and he prayed, and he prayed. But then he said, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Battles, trials, storms, troubles, and wars. You're going to walk through the valley, but you're going to get strength. You're going to climb the mountains.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I don't know what some of you all are struggling with. I feel like I know what some is. But there's some struggles in this building.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
There's some struggles.
Struggles.
You can't see what God sees. You can't see the finished product because of what you're going through right now. It seems dark.
Yeah.
It seems bleak. It seems negative. It seems down. How can anything good come out of this? Just watch and see. Just watch and see.
Watch and see.
God's going to work it out.
Yes.
God's going to work it out.
Yes, God.
Can we slip a hand to heaven? Lord, we love you. We thank you, Father, for your power.
Lord, I pray.
In your presence.
Jesus.
God, in Jesus' name. Touch this church. Touch this group of young people. Let them seek out your perfect will in their lives. Oh God, let them surrender to your will and your way. Oh God, seek him out tonight. Seek out the will of God tonight.
Seek it out.
Oh. Don't take your wants, your wills, your desires, or your ambitions, but let it be God's desire, will, and ambition. Let it be God's way, and it'll work out right.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll work out just the way God.
It'll work out.
He wants it to work out. You're struggling. Because you're a real person with real struggles. But you got a real God tonight.
Yes. Real God.
Yes, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. Real God.
Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Lord, keep me in your will. Meddle not with them that are given to change. Be careful. Watch and pray. Indeed, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes.
Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end. child of God, it's going to be worth it.
Yes. Oh, God.
Our weakness will make strong. God's going to make you strong. You get to this altar tonight and let God strengthen the inner man and the inner woman.
Jesus.
Get to this altar. I remember one time years ago, the Holy Ghost spoke in a service and said, I have greater plans than you have. And I have a perfect plan.
Perfect plan. Yes.
And I hear the voice of the Lord say the same thing tonight. God's got a greater plan.
Yes.
Than what you have planned and purposed in your life.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
We envision one thing, we see one thing, but God has another picture. God has another way. They come and get a song. Let's stand. Oh, Lord. You may be struggling spiritually. You may be struggling financially. You may be struggling emotionally. You may be struggling, amen, mentally. I don't know, but somebody, and we all have some form of struggle in our lives. But I know if I cast my burden and you cast your burden on the Lord, He'll sustain you.
He'll sustain you.
He'll keep you. And that's what this altar's for. Amen.
Yes.
I've done my best to obey God. I've done what the Holy Ghost bid me to do tonight. Now it's your turn. Will you respond to the preaching? Will you respond to the Word of God? What will you do?
Your sweet aroma fill my life. Oh, rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Oh, in fairest of 10,000. Yeah. Taste our shine.